Christmas is about family, about joy, and about love. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, learn how you can live your life in abundance and thrive every day in the Lord. Next on our Family Christmas Special.
I just thought it'd be good to declare what the Lord declares about Himself. This is what He says about Himself. Exodus 15, 26, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's really in English, like Jeremy said, our language is just falls a little short sometimes. I am the Lord that healeth thee, but that doesn't really reveal to us all that it's saying and all that He is declaring. He said, I am. Let me put it this way. If I said to you, this fits in the context of this meeting. If I looked at you and said, I am Copeland. You kind of get the meaning, right? You sort of know, if you've been familiar with the ministry, partner with the ministry, that kind of says a lot, right? So it's not just my label. It's not how I fit in alphabetical order. It says to you something about who I am. So when God said, I am, in Hebrew He said, I am, Jehovah is how we have westernized the pronunciation, but I am Almighty. I am God healing. I am God that produces healing. I am God, and healing is always coming from me. This is how you know who I am. And it wasn't just a label. It's an identifying characteristic. It's His identifying nature. It's synonymous with who He is. And because of who He is, this is what He does. And all we get out of it is He is the Lord who heals. No, He is God who is health. And when you come in contact with God who is health, then healing has to happen. If you're not healthy, if there's not health in you, then His health changes things because He's King. He's God. I am the Lord, thy healing. I am the Lord, thy health. Not only is He saying healing is in me, health is in me, He's giving Himself to you. Did you know in that God is actually submitting Himself to you and saying, I am the Lord here to give healing to you. I'm giving myself to you. Healing is not something that He has in the back room. It's Himself. It's health. It's life. Yeah. I am the Lord that healeth thee. He also says, the number of thy days I will fulfill. I will do it. Then in Psalm 91, He says, I will deliver you. I will answer you. I will be with you. I will deliver you. He says that one twice. I will satisfy you. I will show you my salvation. Listen to all these things He's saying. Psalm 103, bless the Lord. Why? Because He forgives all your iniquities. He heals all thy diseases. Why is that? Why is it there He will heal all your diseases and there are not some that He won't? He just can't help Himself. I mean, how would He divide it up? If healing isn't something in the back room, but it's what He is, it's who He is, and therefore what He does, how would He say, well, I can just give you this part of me heals tuberculosis, but this part is the part that heals cancer. And if you only get this part, well, sorry, Tim, can't help you. No, all of Him does all of it. So there isn't a disease that a touch of Him won't take care of. Hallelujah. Yeah. Okay. Who forgives all your iniquities, heals all your diseases, redeems your life from destruction, crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Isn't that amazing that He can do that? Oh, I am thy God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you. We got a lot going here. Listen to all these things that He does. I will restore health to you. I will heal you of your wounds, saith the Lord. Wow, how does He do all that? You know, the how-to, people so often want to put off and say, well, we just don't know. God moves in mysterious ways, His wonders to perform. And they leave off asking, how does He do that? As though this is a mystery that's hidden from us instead of for us. And it's that not knowing how He gets it done that leaves God in your mind way up there. And somehow we've got to talk Him into getting it to us. Somehow He's, you know, it's hard to connect to sometimes. Your mind will give you problems. The images in your mind, and there seems to be a gap. So if I were to say to you, well, tell me, how does the Lord heal? How does the Lord restore? How does the Lord deliver? How does He save? How does He show me His salvation? Well, those of you who've been around this ministry for any length of time at all, you might say, well, I know, I have the answer. He sent His word and healed them. That's Psalm 107:20. And that's exactly right. He sent His word and healed them. Jeremiah 1:12 says, thou hast seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. All about the word. Now, this verse is really, I was telling Sister Gloria the other day, I said, you know, this is your banner scripture. This is the one. If we could only cut one little section out of the Bible for her to preach from for the rest of her life, she could take this one little passage and still talk for 2 or 3 hours, right? Because this is the cornerstone of her ministry, but it's also the cornerstone of her life. Proverbs 4:20, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your, keep them in the midst of your, for they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. The Word of God is health to our flesh. It's life. Do you know anything that is the opposite of health is death? Death is not just being dead. From the moment you come into this earth, the spirit of death is working to try to take you out. In fact, from the very moment of conception, he's trying to take you out. Whether it is suddenly or by process, the nature of the world is to take your life from you. Things that are in the world want to take life from you. And so sickness is part of that process of the world to take your life from you. So when the Bible tells us that His word gives us life, it is the overcoming force. It's the overcoming work of God that overcomes sickness and moves death out and life in. And the word of God can do that on whatever degree. You know, Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. More abundantly than what? However much the thief came to steal. More abundantly than however much he came to kill. However much he came to destroy. Jesus has more life than that. Whatever it is. A little bitty thing, he's got enough life to cover it. Great big thing, he's got enough life to cover it. And he came to get it to you. Jesus came to get that life to you.
Open your Bibles, if you would, to John chapter 17. In my session today, I'm talking to you about it's our time to thrive, not just survive. And as I've been preaching this and ministering, this has become quite a revelation in my life. It's been a revelation in our church, in the body of Christ, that no matter what kind of economic times we face, good, bad, up, down, all around, we are destined by God to thrive, no matter what is happening. Heaven's economy is in good condition. Heaven's economy is strong today. And you and I need to have a revelation of walking in heaven's economy, walking in heaven's system, not earth's system, but walking in the realm of the supernatural. I've been listening to Brother Hagin on tape, cassette tape, here a lot recently, just taking some of the old cassette tapes that I have. He mentioned something, just one little thing. This will help pastors that are in here today. But he mentioned something the other day that I've just been thinking about, meditating on. He said, pastors need to learn how to pastor their church supernaturally. Need to learn how to pastor supernaturally. And I believe that when we learn how to pastor supernaturally, it takes all the fuss out of it. It takes all the pressure out of it. It takes all the drag out of it, and it makes it quite an exciting experience. We need to know how to live supernaturally, to live in the realm of the supernatural. So this is a scripture, John chapter 17, that I wanted to start with today. And this is Jesus praying for us before he was leaving to go to heaven. And I'm going to start in verse 13 here. And he prays this, and now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I've given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world. But that thou should keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. There's a word from the Lord that he gave to me at the end of last year, coming on over into this year, facing the economic situations that we have been facing. And he ministered to me that it was our time to thrive, not just survive. We thrive. We thrive. Say, I'm thriving. Say, I'm not just surviving. I am thriving. When you look up the word survive, it means to just barely get by. Just barely scrape by, to exist. I heard in one of the conventions, somebody gave the definition of a survivor. A survivor is one step above dead. That's what a survivor is. And it means to barely get by. How many of you ever watched those television programs, Survivor Man, or one of those programs where those guys are out there, they drop them in the middle of some forsaken place and they have to live off the land. They have to eat whatever insects that they can find. I mean, it is amazing what they go through out there. That is surviving. That is surviving. And some in the body of Christ have a survival mentality. They have a just barely get by, just barely squeak by mentality. We need to change that mentality to a thriving mentality. How many of you have your own businesses? Let me see your hands. Your own businesses. Keep your hands up. I want to see them. Hands all over this auditorium. Your business is thriving. Now, as your man of God in this hour, I am declaring that your business is thriving. You are not just barely getting by. You are not just surviving. Your business is thriving. Now, I speak that over the rest of you, for your households, for your jobs, whatever it is that you're involved in, you are thriving. And you need to develop a mentality of that. I am thriving. This is my year to thrive. Terry and I are doing better this year than we ever have. This is the best year that we've ever had. It's the best. 2010 is going to be better. But 2009 is looking good. It's really looking good. Why? Because we're thriving in the Lord. There is not only available to us God's written word that gives us everything we need that pertains to life and godliness. We also have the prophetic word, which should follow in line with the written word. The prophetic word must fall in line with the written word. And there is a prophetic word for this day and hour that you and I are living in. And it is that we are thriving. We are blessed. We are blessed. And we are walking in the blessing of God. I'm walking in that blessing 24 hours a day. No matter where I go, no matter where I am, no matter where I live, I am living in the blessing. No matter what neighborhood I am in, if I'm living in a not so good neighborhood, the blessing on my life is affecting that neighborhood. It's changing that neighborhood. You and I are here to occupy until Jesus comes. We are not here to hide out. We are not here to just scrape by. We are here to occupy. We are an occupying army. We are an occupying force. And we should be occupying and we should be thriving. And I believe we are. I believe we are. Now, I gave you the definition of survive, barely get by. It means to exist, but the word thrive, the word thrive. I like the way the Lord deals with me. He gives me simple, He'll give me two words, two little words that just change everything in my life. And He gave me the word thrive. And the word thrive, you can write this down. The word thrive in the Hebrew, the Greek, it means to prosper. It means to flourish. It means to succeed. We are succeeding. You and I are succeeding. I like this one. It means to grow vigorously. Amen. Means to grow vigorously. And finally, to increase in goods, to increase in goods, estate, and stature. To thrive means to prosper, to flourish, to succeed, to advance, to grow vigorously, to increase in your goods, your estate, and your stature. I believe your estate is growing. I believe your estate is growing. Your estate is getting stronger and stronger every day. Your retirement accounts are building up stronger and stronger every day. There is a working of the Holy Spirit in our lives that supersedes what is going on the earth. Now, that's what I want to talk to you about. We'll get further into this, but let's look again at John 17. We read this scripture. He says in verse 14, I have given them your word. The world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. You might want to underline that in your Bible. They're not of the world. We are not of this world. And you've heard this said before, we may be in the world, but we are not of this world. We are really of another world. We are of heaven. We are of God. We are in Christ. We may be in this place, but we are certainly not of it. And that's what Jesus was saying here. We're not of this world's system. And then in verse 15, it said, I pray that you should not take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil that is in the world. Don't take them out of the world, but protect them from the evil that is in this world. Here, write these scriptures down for reference. Matthew 6:13, Jesus was praying. He said, deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. Galatians 1:4 says, delivered us from this present world. Delivered from this present world. And then 1 John 5:18, the wicked one touches him not. How many of you are tithers in here? Let me see your hands. Do you know that tithing is an insurance policy for your finances? Do you know that your tithe, the 10% that you give, is protection over the other 90%. I don't know how many of you have ever been involved in a deal that's gone bad. If you've ever been involved in any kind of an investment situation, and you maybe you lost money in that investment situation. I know we have. We've done several of those things. But you know something? God always gets that money back to us. No matter what mistake we make, no matter what we do wrong, if we are walking by faith, walking in love, and if we are tithers, then our money is protected. Say, my money is protected. I don't lose anything. Now, we've made mistakes before. We've all made mistakes, but we've gotten it all back. Plus some. God restores. He is in the restoring business. He will restore to you anything that the devil has stolen out of your life. I want you to say this after me. Let's make this declaration of faith. I settle this today. It is my time to thrive. Not just survive. I am not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I hear. I'm not going under. I'm going up higher. It is time to thrive. We are prospering, flourishing, succeeding, advancing, and increasing. I may be in this world, but I am not of it. I am separated from the curse, joined to the blessing. Now, do you believe that today? Praise God.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is February 19th and 20th, 2010 in Scottsdale, Arizona at the DoubleTree Paradise Valley Resort. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the 2010 Branson Victory Campaign, March 4th through 6th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org. This Christmas, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a free gift for you that will change everything. One Word from God Can Change Your Life is four books in a single volume containing spiritual wisdom on prayer, destiny, finances, and health. The Copelands know God has a plan for you in 2010. Their heartfelt desire is that you experience that plan in full measure, and this book is their Christmas gift to you. So don't delay. Request your gift copy of One Word from God Can Change Your Life today. One Word from God Can Change Your Life is a Christmas gift for you. Request your free book online at kcm.org for faster processing. One per household, please. Or you may call toll-free 800-600-7395. Or if you prefer, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. One Word from God Can Change Your Life will build your faith and help you start the new year in the right direction. Be sure to request your Christmas gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland today.
Gloria and I want to send you this Christmas gift now. One Word from God and Change Your Life. Each chapter is conclusive. There are chapters in there by Gloria and by me and Jesse Duplantis, Jerry Savelle, John Avanzini, Happy Caldwell, Charles Capps, and some others. I'll tell you, this is a dynamite thing. Gloria, you were mentioning there a while ago what would happen to us. What if we'd had this when we were teenagers? And I was hungry for God, but I just despised religion. But I couldn't tell the difference between the two. And Gloria mentioned to me just before we went on the air that 1966 was our last year to have canned Chinese food for Christmas Day. It was our last Christmas to be just flat broke.
We heard the word, and that did it.
Boy, that
we
did.
We never again were in that position.
And we began to grow and just steadily
right.
come out. We've never been in debt since. God got us out of debt the first 11 months that we were in the ministry. Never been in debt yet. Never even set out to be, praise
That's right.
God.
Amen. And this has a lot of revelation in it. It took Ken and me a long time to learn all the revelation that's in that one book, from that Chinese food to prosperity.
And you can get it all in one.
Yes, and it's free.
God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
so everybody
can
have it.
We want to give it to you. We want to
Merry
show
Christmas.
It into your life. Should be. Christmas is a joyous time.
But
there's also a lot of pressure and all that kind of stuff. But all that pressure is self-induced. It's self-imposed by the system. You don't have to go along with that. You don't have to go into debt and buy a bunch of junk.
That's right.
Call your children in and say, hey, guys, this year has been kind of rough on us financially, and we're going to have to just pray and enjoy one another. But we're going to believe God, and we're going to believe God for your Christmas gifts, even if they have That's to right. come later on. But we're not going into debt. And you little guys will get with you, and they'll pray with you.
That's right. You know, I don't remember being sad in 1966 at that canned Chinese food.
No,
we were in the will of God for the first time in our lives, and we were happy about that.
Amen. Glory and the kids God. Knew it. We didn't hold anything back from them. And just like Terry and George preaching on this thing today, our kids preach, and they have since they were little guys. Why? They were trained and taught to live by faith, not on our faith, their faith. Praise God.
Your family can be the same way.
But now, what's the key? You accept Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. You just pray this. Oh, God in heaven.
Oh, God in heaven.
I believe Jesus is alive.
I believe Jesus is alive.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
I receive you today.
I receive you today.
My Lord and my Savior.
As my Lord and my Savior.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen, if you prayed that today,
let us know about it.
We'll not only send you this, but this book, we'll send you these five little books to help you get started learning your Bible, and that's what life is. Merry Christmas, beautiful.
Merry Christmas to you.
I love you. Merry Christmas to you. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They've put together a five-book package to help you get started learning your Bible and understanding who you are in Christ Jesus. For faster processing, order your salvation package through our website at kcm.org. Take hold of the promises of God and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you on the next Believer's Voice of Victory.